Alternative Medicine, Part 3. The view according to Hashkafa regarding whether one should practice it or use it for medical treatment in place of Western medicine or modern medicine. So in the previous lessons on this subject, we dealt with the various possible halachic issues that are present in different types of alternative medical treatments and forms of healing that are available today. And we explained that first and foremost, one must negate there being any prohibition of Darkei Ameiria, Veda Zara, Kishuf, Nichush, and the like, before he even begins discussing whether the Hashkafic approach is to allow or follow such treatments. So we find amongst the Paiskim that in certain instances they have denigrated the use of alternative forms of healing in face of modern medicine, as the Torah has given permission for the doctor to heal, and these treatments are not recognized by medical science due to lack of verification of their efficacy. We will mention a number of the statements of Gedolei Yisrael and Gedolei HaPoskim regarding this matter. And to emphasize something that we will reiterate again, that regarding these matters, practically one should speak to a Rav before making a final decision, especially if it may involve a halachic prohibition, and even if not. We will begin with a tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek regarding somebody who contracted rabies, a life-threatening disease, and he wanted to use a certain treatment that was done by the Goyim at that area, which was to spread the ash of idols onto him. And the Tzemach Tzedek concludes as follows. Even if from the letter of the law one can conclude that it's allowed, meaning that it doesn't contain an iser of aveda zara, nevertheless, says the Tzemach Tzedek, as good advice, most certainly it is not proper to go after nonsense, which has no meaning and does not help at all. Furthermore, this will be detrimental, as through seeking and relying on such treatment, you will not seek true medical advice. Rather, travel to a doctor and ask his opinion on how to treat your rabies, and Hashem will send his word and he will heal him. End quote from the Tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. It states likewise in Medrash Pinchas of Rav Pinchas of Karetz that one must be very careful against visiting Gentiles for segula medical treatments and healings, as he writes that they are filled with sorcery, and that the way it works is through them entering into it an even greater impurity into the body, which causes the lesser impurity of the illness to leave. So he has a general blanket statement against all segula treatment, saying that in truth it's sourced in sorcery, even if your research hasn't come up with it. Regarding the Rebbe's opinion, in certain cases of unconventional healing, the Rebbe expressed his disapproval of the practice. In one letter, the Rebbe stated regarding visitation to a person who heals without using any healing remedies, start quote, "Inasmuch as the Torah has granted permission for the healer to heal, I don't understand why one should pursue unfathomable paths." This possibly was in reference to energy healing. This letter is printed in Nigras Kodesh, Volume 7. In another instance with regards to a child who suddenly stopped speaking and the parents tried chiropractic treatments as a last resort, the Rebbe replied as follows. "This is a form of treatment that many doctors have begun to use and is called chiropractic. This treatment does not involve any supernatural form of healing, and both those who practice it and those who don't agree that it is a physiological form of healing. And it is only debated as to its efficacy and nothing more." In other words, the Rebbe here is saying that since it's a physiological form of healing, it's not relevant to the subjects discussed in our previous classes, that it has to be negated of Darkei Ameiria and other Yisurim, as it's physiological and not supernatural. Nonetheless, the Rebbe continues, "Accordingly, this should serve as an answer to the question of whether it is halachically permitted to continue with such treatment, meaning that halachically it's allowed. However, since it is not my calling to answer halachic questions, they should therefore gain through knowledge about all the details of the treatment and then turn to a Rav in their area who can give a halachic ruling regarding it. Regarding if it is good advice outside of the halachic aspects to continue to visit this doctor, since you already see an improvement, then it's advisable to continue." In another letter regarding chiropractic treatment, the Rebbe states, "Although I must say that I am not enthusiastic about this form of medicine, experience has proven that it has been beneficial in many instances. It is thus worth giving it a try." In another letter, the Rebbe states, "Regarding one who heals in an unconventional manner, and you personally know that he has been successful in some cases, In this regard, you must clarify the details. You must especially verify the state of illness of the patients that he had previously received and to what extent was his success. Meaning, don't have blind faith and just believe reviews that the person puts up on his website. After the above, speak to three friends and do as they advise, and Hashem should give them the proper advice to relate to you. End quote. So we see here in general a common denominator approach amongst G'dayli Yisrael, that by non-conventional medicine, aside for verifying and negating any halachic prohibition as we discussed, it also needs to be discussed whether it is good advice to follow it, being that perhaps this type of treatment and healing has not been proven to work, and therefore regarding it, Torah did not give permission for the doctor to heal. We'll conclude with a story that related Rabbi Menachem Mendel Gluchovsky of Rehovot, in which a member of his community was diagnosed, Rachmana Litzlan, with a brain tumor. And due to his lifelong disbelief in Western medicine, he refused to listen to the doctors and follow their treatments, and rather went to a naturopath doctor and received different teas and herbs to take, which will get rid of the brain tumor instantaneously. Obviously, his condition got worse from day to day, and his wife and 10 children were extremely worried that his death was imminent. And they approached Rav Gluchovsky and asked him to intervene and, so to say, give a psak to force the husband and father to start taking treatment for his illness. After discussion, it was decided that they would write to the Rebbe. This story occurred, I believe, in the late 1980s. And the Rebbe told him that they should speak to a venerable Rav in Eretz HaKodesh to receive a psak din. They went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who at first did not want to give a psak, and therefore told him to go back to the Rebbe and ask the Rebbe again, to which the Rebbe replied that he already told them not to play games and to get a psak din from a venerable Rav in Eretz Yisrael. So when it came back again to Rav Shlomo Zalman, this time Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin that he has to listen and follow Western medicine, being that the greatest chokhmah of medicine and healing is found by them, and the Torah gave them permission to heal, and therefore by a matter of sakana, you have responsibility to go to the most trusted and most modern research form of healing for the ailment and not anything else. And so indeed was done, and Baruch Hashem, the individual, is alive and well till today.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.